Western-trained MD Dr. Shaw and Tao Grandmaster of many Asian arts shares one message through his teachings, his books, his healings, his websites, basically his entire life. Together, we have the power to heal. I'm sure you'll feel his light in our chat. I'm Robin with Tributaries. Dr. Shaw, in these times, challenges of soul, heart, mind, and body are all literally at the surface begging for attention. And this is certainly something addressed by the myriad of Eastern healing arts since ancient times. And as a master of many of these, can you share a bit about how your understanding has grown through the years?
Yes. Mother Earth, last year, 2020 COVID-19. Everybody has witnessed how COVID-19 has affected the whole world. Plus, politics, economics, sickness, relationships. So, and you brought this question out. You will ask me, how do I feel? I would like to share the ancient wisdom. Mother Earth happened, all of them is due to human's heart has changed. As a human, it is to have love, care, compassion, and peaceful purity. In a general speaking, humanity heart is affected. So therefore, everything comes from the heart disturbance, then all the health, relationship, finances, everything follows. So therefore, in Mother Earth now, in our special historical period of time, the key is to transform human's heart, transform our disturbance, worry, concern, anger, depression, anxiety, all kinds of negative information, transform to the positive information. That's the key issues.
Yes. Now, tell us about the sacred law, Shen Qi Jin.
Thank you. Sacred law, Shen Qi Jin, three words. Shen includes the soul, heart, and the mind. Qi means energy, Jing means matter. So our beloved Einstein relativities, E equals mc squared, E energy, m matter, c speed of light. So therefore, Einstein's relativities is about the energy and the relationship between the energy and the matter. But the Shen Qi is energy, Jing is matter. But the Shen relativities does not cover. Shen includes the soul, heart, and the mind. Let me explain mind first. Mind over matter, mind the fullness. Millions of people are on the mind over matter. Mind over matter, mind the fullness means mind can make things happen. So what the humanity is doing, meditation, and the people use creative visualization, positive thinking, positive words, they call mantra, healing mantra, healing song, music healing, meditation, they are working on the mind level. Mind over matter is great. In my personal opinion, mind over matter is not enough. Next step is heart over matter. Even go to soul over matter. In ancient wisdom, heart houses the mind and the soul. Just a little earlier I mentioned, transform Mother Earth, transform humanity, transform ourselves, individual being. The key is to transform the heart. Heart houses the mind and so, but the transform of heart is to do not allow this anger, depression, anxiety, fear, sadness, worry, guilt, all kinds of issues. Because every human being could be bothered by something. Ancient wisdom, there's a hard sutra. Some people may heard, some people may not. Hard sutra teaches, let it go. We have to do spiritual energy practices to make this negative information, negative energy, not only from your heart, it's a humanity heart. So I receive a divine soul song and love, peace, harmony. And now millions of people are singing this soul song. I think that we should do more and more. The soul song is, I love my heart soul, self-healing. I love humanity. Billions of people are needs love, peace, and harmony. Join heart and soul together is a calling. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony is the result. Heaven asked me to create the Love, Peace, and Harmony Foundation, public charity. Millions of people listen to this song because, you know, so many people talk about theory. Transformation. We need to do lots of practice.
Right.
It's okay, I can sing one time as a service?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody relax, all the listeners. This is a heaven song. Relax. I love my heart and soul. I love all humanity. Join heart and souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Shah. And I couldn't agree with you more in that it is a step beyond mind over matter. And even hearing the song, I would imagine you'd want to let go of the words eventually. You want to be transformed out of that intellectual realm of what the word even means. And that's what the healing is about, right?
Yes. You know, the Heart Sutra, I think Tao Te Ching and, you know, the wise man Lao Tzu, author for Tao Te Ching, millions of people understand the Bible. That's okay. I'm not talking about the religions. I honor Jesus, Mary, Buddha, you know, Tao Master, other spiritual realms. There are so many spiritual realms. But what I want to share with everybody, I do not ask anybody to believe any religions. It's your choice. But millions of people believe different spiritual realms. In my personal opinion, Buddhism, Taoism, Confucianism, I believe they are doing the same thing.
Yes.
They want to humanity have love, peace, harmony.
Right.
Therefore, divine gave me a soul song so clear. I love my heart soul. I love all humanity. Join the heart and the souls together. Love, peace, and harmony. Love, peace, and harmony. We have 100,000 heart-touching results. Now, I have lovepeaceharmony.org, public charity. This song is the gift for all your listeners, for humanity. I just give you one story. It's hard to believe. In London, there's one student. Her father told me, please go to hospital, visit my friend's family. My friend is in coma. Doctor said any moment the person could have lost life. So my student ready. We put an MP3. I love my heart, you start to pray. Your spiritual connection, the singing. When she reached the hospital, maybe half hour later, the patient's still in coma. Nothing happened. And she feels so sad. She asked the wife, could I leave this? It's a spiritual song. It may bless his soul journey. The wife said, of course, I'm delighted. Second morning, my student went to the hospital again. The coma patient sat in a bed, drink a coffee, and eat biscuits. The doctor, the nurses, everybody know the stories. They could not believe what happened. So therefore, you can see a vibration. Everybody understand music, the song has a special power. I do not have the power. I receive divine soul song. I wish you can try to listen. You agree with me, go beyond the mind over matter, come to our heart, come to our soul, singing, a special song, meditation continually. The key is let it go. Emphasize again, depression, anxiety, sadness, anger, worry. This negative emotion is a negative field. It's a negative energy field. We have to let it go. Transform to love, care, compassion, generosity. Change the field energy.
Yes, and as you mentioned, I've read that you say your books are a blend of teaching and practice. And practice is essential for healing and transformation. And it's wonderful how one can start to notice where they might find themselves in the grips of fear or depression. But maybe initially it's 3 days of depression, and then you remember, oh, I can do something else in order to get out of the depths of this condition and change my life. And then eventually it'll be a half hour and you'll recognize, oh, yes, I don't have to be here. And then it is amazing how the life will follow suit and change so much for the better.
Yes. I just want to share one story. A doctor of psychology, Dr. Monique. There's a small documentary that people can go to drshaw.com, find out. She received a phone call one day. The family member told her sister killed herself. Suicide. So therefore, she was so sad, she quit her job. I think she was a business coach before. Then she studied psychology. She became a doctor of psychology. She found out the depression, anxiety, suicidal, no solution, not too much. Somehow she found me, she take my training, and I teach soul over matter, like I mentioned. Mind over matter is great. But in my belief system, and depression, anxiety, suicide, cancer, I give the name called soul sickness. I study modern medicine as MD. I honor modern medicine totally. Modern medicine does not believe soul. Therefore, they do not talk about soul blockages. But the people understand the body, mind, the spirit. Spirit is soul. People may not realize I share openly in my book. I wrote a book, Tao Calligraphy, Healing Field, 6 power techniques, and that people can do by themselves. Recently, I created a service called Tao Light Massage. What does it mean, Tao Light Massage? First of all, Tao, I need to explain a little bit. Lao Zi, Tao De Jing, the wise man, he said that Tao is ultimate creator. We know our heaven, earth, above our head, heaven, Mother Earth, we stay here. So heaven and earth is yin-yang world. People know yin-yang, yin-yang philosophy. We live in the yin-yang world. Who created heaven and earth? Lao Zi said, Tao. I give the name called Tao. Lao Zi said, I do not know what is this ultimate creator. I just give the name called Tao. So therefore, Tao is ultimate creator. Lao Zi defined this concept. So therefore, through my whole life spiritual journey, everyone can connect with Tao. I connect with Tao through decades. Then the Tao gave me the love, the light, the frequency, vibration. You can see art is a calligraphy. But the Tao, Lao Zi said, cannot be seen, cannot be touched. This is invisible. No time, no space. And Mother Earth, we have time and space. So this invisible love, light, the frequency, vibration pulls into the calligraphy. So this calligraphy become a Tao love light calligraphy. So therefore, it's invisible. Last 2 weeks, I have people, maybe 30, 40 countries, people lie down at home. It's not a physical massage. I call Tao source light massage. Wow. The result I want to share with each of you. People have 30 years abdominal pain. They tried everything. Daily pain.
Yes.
One time.
Yeah.
Pain is gone. I cannot promise anything, but for this kind of heart-touching feedback, so I am bringing a unique field of healing remotely. You can go to saturday.drsha.com. I do free service for first time for every person have not tried this Tao light massage. Tao is the ultimate boss of soul transformation for humanity. Transform the heart. Heart houses mind and soul. But the ultimate, the power is the source power.
Of course.
Therefore, they all connected.
Right. Now, your latest book is about calligraphy, and it is different than what most people would think of as calligraphy. Could you share a small bit about where this type comes from and who held the history?
Yeah. I'm delighted. Our English is made A, B, C, D to Z, 26 letters. The Chinese has a component, about 16 components. Horizontal line, vertical line, I go left side, go right side, how to form Chinese words. But normally in history, there are maybe five or six very popular calligraphy. Calligraphy is the art, how to form this normal language, just like English is a calligraphy also. But the one calligraphy I have learned is from Toronto University professor who is honored by United Nations as a Chinese language expert. And he went to China regularly, Beijing, Tsinghua University, just like Stanford, Harvard University in the States. The Chinese language department always honor her. Before she reached 100 years, every year go to China to teach. After 100 years, no more. When she taught me already, she's 106 years old. She learned this unique art from Qing Dynasty, last emperor's teacher. Very unique art is oneness writing. Because the Chinese word, for example, words made by 10 components. It's a left side, right side, they're all separate. And this unique art, you starting from one word, is formed by 10 components or 15 components. Everything linked together. Link is oneness. She does not do any healing. So I wrote the Tao calligraphy book. I asked my teacher to do the forward. She said, I'm delighted to do the forward, but I should not do this. She said, why I do not write a forward for you? Because I use this art just for beauty, but you use it for healing that I totally do not understand. I learned this unique art. I call it Tao calligraphy now because I asked a teacher. She said, go ahead. And because I was offering a divine Tao source blessing, I have created more than 5,000 called Tao Healing Hands Healer. Many professionals coming, including quite a few doctors. So Dr. Monique, she received the Tao Healing Hand. What this means that is anybody, you know, everybody know Reiki, know massage, everybody know a doctor of chiropractor. The people joining my training, they put the right hands out, then I connect with the source. Source gave me the honor to transmit a light form of the hands. You have to open a third eye, spiritual eye, to say that. I have thousands stories. Thousands of divine healing hand practitioner. Everybody make one good story. There'll be thousands of stories. I transmit this spiritual hand. Then this light hand can go out remotely.
You have to, I don't even know how this is so obvious, but everything that you do brings out that healing or shows and allows for that healing force, which is, and I even hesitate to use the word force because it is, it's not a force, it just is. And you've been doing this for a very long time. You came into your life's work at an extremely young age. You could write a book on walking your dog and all of these things, I believe, would come out, right? I mean, let's be honest here. So is there a part of the calligraphy that ends up being a good gateway to being able to meditate while we're physically and mentally active? You know, it's one thing, of course, to be able to sit at home with our eyes closed, undisturbed, and get more connected to our center. But it's certainly another to be able to hold that and bring that into the world.
Yes. Oh, you're exactly very important. You share the key issues. So, Da'ai, greatest love. Da means greatest. I means love. In my teaching, and also I learned from so many through my life, love melts all blockages and transforms all life. Everybody think about the baby crying, mother, oh, darling, and baby feel better. Anybody have issues, if some people give you love, you feel better. Mother Mary, Jesus, and Guanyin, Compassion Buddha, they have greatest love. So therefore, I heard from heaven, I have 10 greatest quality. The first one is greatest love. Divine heaven told me I received 4 phrases. First is the greatest love. Greatest love, second word is unconditional love, second phrase. The third one is melts all blockages. The fourth one is transform all life. All life, including health, relationship, finances, spiritual journey, and all. So therefore, in this book, Dao Calligraphy Healing Field, drsha.com, drsha.com. So you go to amazon.com, this is Dao Calligraphy Healing Field. On the backside, you see the Da'ai. I just give you one story. We have done the medical research. It's not only on a spiritual way. We have to be proved by medical, by our modern medicine. So I have a neurosurgeon, I have the pain specialist in New York, about the 40 people, they have a cancer, injury, inflammation, take a painkillers. It's a pain clinic. So they use the book, Dao Calligraphy and Healing Field. On the backside is Da'ai. We teach you tracing. You just put the 5 fingers together. You just follow the path, Da'ai. Then you follow past I, and I have the same song. I love my heart and soul. Some people, you don't want to sing. It's okay. You put the voice on, then you trace the calligraphy. Just like you said, that people can meditate, relax, connect with nature. But you continue to you connect with nature. Because there's a field. I am the servant of the Tao and the humanity. Why? Wrote the calligraphy, they put a light inside, invisible light. So therefore, this is a field. You meditate, you can put this book in front of you. You can trace him. You can just simply say, Da'ai calligraphy, can you bless me for my meditation? Just say hello. You put the book just in front of your table. Then you just say hello. A connection I call soul power technique. Say hello. Dear Da'ai, the calligraphy, your field, invisible love, light, frequency, vibration. Can you bless me? You can ask for healing. You know, I have a thousand heart-touching stories. Now this is my light wall. It's a Da'ai light wall. I just ask this love light from this wall to thousands of people, 30, 40 countries of people. Remarkable, hard to believe. You ask me a book. Now I tell people, we have the wall. Then so much calligraphy put together. Everybody understand our home is a light bulb. If one light bulb, little light. If 10 light bulb, much brighter. It's a group effect.
Of course,
for the
yes.
Dao calligraphy, yes.
Dr. Shaw, if I could just ask you for our last question today. Do you have a specific daily practice or are you more in the moment with how everything works for you in your life?
I have a regular practice. I will say I practice probably 2 hours a day. I give example, if I sleep, midnight, I wake up 1 or 2, always do half hour. For example, if I wake up 2 a.m., I will do 2 to 3. Then, okay, next time, maybe I wake up, you know, 6, I do 6 to 7. Every night, I have 2 hours. Daytime, I have 6-hour events. You interview me, and 3 interviews plus 3-hour teaching. Done. 6 hours already. And also, I walk, physical walk, but I do spiritual practice. Basically, it's early morning, midnight, wake up, and before sleep. I do 2 hours a day, regularly, every day.
Wonderful. One thing I was going to ask you, and as we mentioned earlier, you did land in your life's calling at a very early age. What can you share with someone who's just moving along in their life and they're an adult and they don't really feel any pull from anywhere or to anywhere?
Thank you. When I was at age 6, I went to the park with my parents. A grandmaster doing Tai Chi with a few disciples. They do pushing hands practice. And the master gently moved the hand. I said, wow, I such a power. Elder, grandmaster, I said, I want to learn this. He looked at me for a while. He shook his head, left side, right side. No, you are too young. I said, yeah, I really want it. Then he said, I want to see your parents. Run to my parents. I hold their arms. With great support, I started my Tai Chi at age 6. Every Saturday, Sunday, I receive the training for 2 to 3 hours. At age 10, I do the meditation, Chinese called Qigong. At age 12, I do the Shaolin Kung Fu, boxing, sticks. Then I study Yi Jing Feng Shui. Then I study Western medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. But I want everybody to know this is everybody's different. You cannot force anybody to do anything. In ancient wisdom, if you want to know if a pear is sweet, taste it. I respect your elder, your life experience. But, you know, there's really Master Shah dog calligraphy work. There's really meditation work. Give a try. You do not need to do anything. You just committed 1 hour. Just try something. Dao light massage, does it work for you? I do not know. Try the heart-touching result. 10 to 11 a.m. Saturday. My whole purpose is to help humanity transform our heart to become love, peace, and harmony. Mother Earth, more than any time, needs love, peace, and harmony for ourselves, our family, our organization, city, country, whole world. Thank you for the interview.
Oh, thank you. And it's such a wonderful time to be alive, especially when you can share so much with so many people. Not available back in the old days, right?
Thank you. Yes. Old days, these teachers used the car of a horse and the cow,
right.
Donkey car.
One Focused Man, Dr. Shah. For any guest information, to listen to archives, share resources, or sign up for weekly programming, it's tributariesradio.wordpress.com. Podcasts are in your favorite places, and if they're not, let us know. I'm Robin Clare. Thanks for staying tuned.